What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Are you ladies out there who honestly think that when you decide that it's time to declare war on your husband, i.e. divorce, you think that you have some sort of magical force shield around you and you can't get caught slipping? Oh, ye of little faith. All it takes is for that man to no longer care about the consequences of his actions. I've always said this, and I'm going to keep saying this. Divorce is a declaration of war against a man. And when it comes to war, all bets are off. Like the man in this article decided to go. He went there. Now, this article was published on the 7th of January. Man arrested for offlining his estranged wife in a Maryland grocery store parking lot. Wow! Clean up in the parking lot! Clean up in the parking lot! There's a carcass out there that needs to be removed! Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man has been charged in the shooting deletion of his quote-unquote estranged wife Saturday night in the parking lot of a Frederick County grocery store, deputies said. Officers responded at around 11 p.m. to Giant Foods in Urbana, Maryland shopping center on Sugarloaf Parkway. According to WUSA 9, 33-year-old Tanisha Butler was deleted at the scene. Deputies arrested 33-year-old Owusu Saki without incident in Walkersville, Maryland. During a check of his vehicle, a handgun was found on the front seat and a rifle in the back seat. The initial investigation found that Saki was the estranged husband of the victim and that they were currently going through a divorce. I.e., she declared war on him using the system as her own personal army. Additionally, there's a history of protective orders and stalking by Saki. Oh, of course they had to throw that in to say, wow, something was wrong with this guy. Well. Short, sweet, to the point. However, ladies, all of those protective orders, that paperwork is not going to do anything but more than likely further antagonize and enrage that man. But you've been thoroughly convinced that the system is going to protect you. However, when it comes down to it, when it comes down to that final hour, those final few seconds, the system was nowhere to be found. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in public. Gotta give this a 5. Method of execution, more than likely the problem-solving pistol. Gotta give that a 5 as well. Psychological impact. Since it did go down in public kind of late at night, more than likely there were still people around, I'm going to have to give this a 30. And for the brutality factor, I'm going to give them a 10. So Owusu, Sinister, Saki gets a score of 50. Ah, gentlemen. I'm going to reiterate. Divorce is literally a declaration of war against a man. And the woman will use the full force of the state as her own personal army. Far too many men are just expected to just sit back and take it, get steamrolled, get railroaded, get their names drugged through the mud. Why? Because she decides, for whatever reason, she no longer wants to be with him. Nope. Once again, we have more blood at the feet of the divorce court industry. Why? Well, divorce is a multi-billion-dollar a year business. Every day, a man is sacrificed at the divorce and family court. Every damn day. But remember, gentlemen, society's gonna somehow twist it to blame you for the failure of that marriage. Oh, no. Good thing marital rates are still plummeting to the lowest that they've been in recorded history. However, more and more men, they are going that route. They're saying, fuck it. You're going to use the system to try to ruin my life. However, if you're going to do that, you better be ready to protect your own life. But far too many women believe, I can do this and tra-la-la-la-la, I can just walk off into the distance, walk off into the sunset like nothing's ever happened. No. We don't live in that world anymore. We don't live in that environment anymore. Yeah, more and more husbands are simply saying, you know what? You want to use the system to ruin my life? Well, fuck it. I'm going to take your life into my own hands. Hey, it's a dirty, dirty system. It's a corrupt system in which the man has no other recourse. However, more and more men have decided, you know what? Yeah, if this is going to be war, there will be casualties. Hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, you need to understand this. When you decide to use the system to declare war on your husband, for whatever reason you see fit, understand this. And you better understand this crystally clear. The power you think the system has granted you, that will go out. Feminism and the sword slash shield of the Duluth model, that will go out right along with it. Because once again, we have a woman who went to the system to use the system against her husband, thinking that the system was going to protect her at all times. However, she fucked around, she got caught slipping, and she got. And ladies, that happens way more often than you think. But you're still convinced that it'll never happen to you until it does. Hey, it is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.